We are right where it is happening. Coming up, a guy who is, in my view, an American hero. He is a U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada. He is the a resident of Reno and a former U.S. Army captain who suffered burns and wounds when his vehicle was struck by an IED blast in Afghanistan back in 2008. And the guy is just a tremendous guy. Don't know if he's going to be the next governor. We'll find out. He's got a big event coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about that. That's all straight ahead as we continue. My name is Kevin Walsh. So good to have you with us. It's been kind of a day with sunshine and rainstorms, and it's been nasty is what it's been. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Walsh. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is unhappy with China's rejection of a plan to study the origins of COVID-19. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The World Health Organization is calling for a deeper study into the pandemic's origins and specifically the theory that the virus might have leaked from a Chinese lab. But China says no, and that's not being received well here at the White House.
We're deeply disappointed. Their position is irresponsible and, frankly, dangerous.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says China is stonewalling and not living up to its obligations by trying to block further investigation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the nation has at another pandemic inflection point.
Whether you are vaccinated or not, please know we together are not out of the woods yet. And you will want to make thoughtful decisions to protect your health and the health of your family and your community.
Dr. Walensky says the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now estimated to make up 83% of all sequenced COVID-19 cases in the U.S., a dramatic rise from 50% the week of July 3rd. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy continues to condemn House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for turning down two of his appointees to the House Commission on the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. McCarthy says it's ridiculous that Speaker Pelosi is blocking Jim Jordan and Jim Banks from being on the panel.
To say that the ranking member of judiciary who would have jurisdiction cannot serve. When she decides that Jim Banks, who served his nation in the Navy in Afghanistan, that he can't serve here.
McCarthy said Pelosi's rejection of two of the Republicans he had attempted to appoint was an egregious abuse of power. It's unclear for now whether Pelosi will try to appoint more members to the select panel. On Wall Street, the Dow by 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sun's out and shades are in. Get your home summer ready with custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Get a high-end look without the high-end price on our most popular outdoor shades. And transform your backyard into the perfect weekend oasis with light-filtering shades that help block UV rays without obstructing your view. Plus, right now, we're offering up to 35% off everything, making it a breeze to upgrade any room in your home, indoors or out. With over 25 million blinds sold and 35,000 five-star reviews, there's a reason why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments in the world. Whether you do it yourself or have them handle the install from start to finish, Blinds.com makes ordering custom window treatments online easy with free shipping and a 100% guaranteed perfect fit. Sunshine and barbecues are in the forecast. Upgrade your backyard and window treatments with Blinds.com today and enjoy your new view all summer long. Visit Blinds.com today to shop up to 35% off site-wide. That's Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the mask mandate is back for workers in Clark County employed in crowded indoor spaces. The Clark County Commission followed the recommendation of the Southern Nevada Health District, where employees will wear face masks in crowded indoor spaces regardless of their vaccination status. The commission plans to revisit that issue at its August 17th meeting. The feds have deemed Southern Nevada a sustained hotspot due to its increase in hospitalizations and test positivity rates. The Nevada Gaming Control Board says Clark County's mask mandate will apply to casinos. While the county does not have a jurisdiction over the gaming properties, control board officials made it very clear that the mandate will be enforced at casinos and resorts across Clark County. The recent summer job fair, which was held at the Las Vegas Convention Center, resulted in more than 500 people being hired on the spot. Clark County Commissioner Jim Gibson, who co-hosted the July 9th event, says 126 employers and more than 5,000 job seekers took part in the job fair. County officials say they are considering another job fair sometime in the month of August. Another piece of Las Vegas history is making a comeback. Vicky's Diner. Yeah, it's at the old White Cross Drugs on Las Vegas Boulevard.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We'll watch for slick roadways in some areas as that flash flood watch is in effect. Also, some heavy volumes on the 15 right now during rush hour, mainly between Russell and Owens both directions. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour, and slow flows 95 westbound at Decatur.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. He is an American hero, and he's running for the United States Senate. He is Captain Sam Brown, Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada and a resident of Reno, former U.S. Army captain. His personal story of triumph is incredible, and he joins us. Captain Brown, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming on with us.
Good afternoon, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
Your personal story is incredibly compelling, and I'll give you as much time as you want, but I want you to describe in detail, if you can, your life relative to the military and the sacrifices that you've had to make.
You know, Kevin, for so many of us who've worn the uniform, and there's other ways of serving as well, you know, it starts in our childhood with parents that love this country and teach us to love this country, and that the service and sacrifice is a part of that. And so I was blessed to have parents that encouraged me to pursue great things, and I was fortunate to be able to go to West Point, and just and privileged to be around other great leaders in our armed services. Now that journey eventually led me to be an infantry platoon leader, and I found myself in Afghanistan in 2008, where unfortunately on one day when my platoon was responding to other troops under fire, we hit a roadside bomb in our vehicle, and that really began a massive journey for me, and one in which I literally reached the point of giving up the will to live. I thought there was no hope, and it was a voice of one of my soldiers that said, "Sir, I've got you." I could see nothing. I could hear nothing but my own despair, and that brought me to a place of hope. And you know, this is a great parallel I'm seeing in our country and in our state right now, is people have suffered extreme trauma. Our economic trauma, healthcare, our education system is under attack, and it's time for America to hear a message of "I've got you," to have a glimmer of hope, and to have people who know what it means to suffer and to persevere, and to be alongside America as we heal and we get back to the things that we value.
Let me just ask you, how long did you spend in rehab? How much time did you spend recovering from the burns and from the other injuries?
It was 3 years total,
wow.
Month to month, from when I got wounded until I was finally medically retired out of the Army. It was over 30 surgeries, and I've estimated over multiple thousands of hours of therapy and rehab. It was quite a journey, and I think, you know, Kevin, this is one of the messages I share with folks, is that recovery isn't easy. It's not a painless process. When there's been trauma done to us in our lives, recovering from that requires a lot of hard work and determination, and it's painful, but it's something that we must persevere through, and there is hope on the other side.
I want to ask you, because for a lot of people, after the sacrifices that you and your family have made, it would be easy to rest on your laurels, to go to the private sector and, you know, make a lot of money, do your thing. You decided that you weren't done in serving the public, and that, I'm assuming, is why you're running for the U.S. Senate. Can you talk a little bit about that commitment to service that you obviously developed earlier in your life and that you're continuing even to this late date?
Yes, sir. Well, just to be clear, not to mislead anyone, I have rested on my laurels a little bit. I was very fortunate to marry a woman who has loved me for over 12 years now and has been my wife, and we have three beautiful children that, you know, we've got a great life apart from, you know, politics and public service. I own a small business in Reno. We serve the veteran community through pharmaceutical claims processing in the VA. And so, look, I've had an opportunity to rest on my laurels, but our country is at a place where the class of folks that are representing us in office oftentimes don't share in the everyday man and woman struggles. They don't understand, or they don't seek to understand, how the things that they legislate, the regulations that they create or allow to be created, impact our lives. And so I'm running to be a champion for the people of which I am, and to be a voice for all of us who don't come from that political elite class, and to be, you know, to put aside my own personal desires of, you know, just endless family time and running my own business to serve this the state and this country again.
You're looking to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto, and a lot of people will say, what has she done wrong? My question is, what has she done right? Why is she wrong for Nevada?
Well, you know, one of the easy things for us to point to is that, you know, whether we like it or not, Nevada is very evenly split between Republicans, you know, third party parties, and independents, and Democrats. And so, you know, it's a complex state with a lot of complex issues. But what Senator Cortez Masto has done is she's voted over 90% of the time in direct alignment with her leader, who is a radical progressive Democrat out of Brooklyn, New York. That doesn't serve Nevadans in any way. There's no identification of the nuances of what policies and laws are good for Nevadans that may not be good for those New Yorkers and vice versa. And so that's just right off the top. But a great place to start is that she just doesn't represent the people in our interest.
Again, Captain Sam Brown joining us, Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada. He is a resident of Reno, a former U.S. Army captain, and is, in my view, an American hero. I want to ask you, because there will be others who file for this particular position. There's all kinds of reports that Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general, will file. He has not yet announced. First of all, why did you announce early? And are you aware of the type of competition you may be up against in the Republican primary?
Absolutely aware. And look, you know, folks ought to, you know, have choices. And but here's the fact of the matter: Cortez Masto is an extension of the Harry Reid machine, which has had a real strong grip on politics in this state for many years. And so, for anyone to, you know, to arrogantly approach an election against her, that they can just, you know, rip a campaign out and you know, have a good shot against her, I think is not taking an accurate assessment of just how difficult this race is going to be. And so I got out early because I recognized just how challenging it's going to be. I'm going to be all over the state, and starting next week I'll be traveling to each corner in every county of this state, and really just sharing my message. And so we need all the time we can to raise the funds and to get out and to meet the people. This is not something that any Republican should underestimate, and that's why we're out so early. And in fact, I'll be in Palo Verde High School this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. To meet as many people as want to be there. We'll be in the auditorium, and people can find more details on my website at CaptainSamBrown.com. And I'd love for the public, not just Republicans, but independents and Democrats who are tired of the progressive left, to come out and hear our message.
In a nutshell, because I know what people will ask me about you, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really know, but questions that end up getting asked about candidates, especially ones that don't have great name recognition, is, well, are they conservative? Or better yet, are they a supporter of Donald J. Trump? Where are you on both those issues?
No, Kevin, I'll tell you the same thing I told the group last night. I may be known as, you know, retired Captain Sam Brown. I might be known as a Republican candidate for Senate. But a title I had, you know, even just a year ago, was Volunteer Sam. I have been a part of the conservative movement for years. I am a true conservative. for those in this audience who have knocked on doors, who volunteered at Trump rallies, who have gathered friends and neighbors to just talk about the issues. I've been right there alongside them. I happen to be from Reno, and so I haven't done that in Vegas, but I am a true conservative, and I've been a part of our movement, just formerly known as Volunteer Sam.
Let me ask you, Sam, in a final couple of minutes, every candidate needs something from the public. What is it at this early juncture that you're looking for? Are you dialing for dollars? You're trying to raise money? You're looking for people to put yard signs in, volunteers, call banks? What is it you want from folks listening to this interview?
Yeah, I want people to go to my website. Once again, it's CaptainSamBrown.com. And whether they're still trying to figure out if I can be the best one to represent them, they can learn more about me there. They can also sign up so that anytime I'm going to be in their part of the state, they should get an alert that I'll be there and they can come out and see me in person. I want people to get to know me. I want to get to know people. This is a grassroots movement. It's been an incredible response. In the last 10 days, we've had thousands of donors because the message we have is resonating with people. We're talking about small dollar donors, just people who are tired of the status quo, are tired of our career politicians continuing to let them down. And so I want people to just come out and hear my message, come meet me. And then if I represent them, be an ambassador, share our message, share our videos. And we're going to win this race.
Captain Sam Brown, you are truly an American hero, and you may well be our next U.S. Senator from the great state of Nevada. Thank you so much. I look forward to getting a chance to meet you. I'm sure that we'll be able to cross paths soon. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your service, but also appreciate you being on the show tonight. You have a good rest of your week, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. And you can come see me on Saturday morning at Palo Verde High School at 11 a.m. if you'd like. I'd love to see you there.
There you go. Captain Sam Brown, running for the U.S. Senate, and a good guy. His introductory video, you got to check it out, and I'm sure it's on his website. His introductory video is real powerful. Really, really, really powerful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Now, joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you often say a steady, reliable income in retirement is key. I hear it on Financial Safari all the time. How do we do that, and how can you help us achieve that?
Steve, I don't really think there's anything more important in life than having your income taken care of. When you're working, you have a job, and you get an income. When you retire, you need to make sure that the money you've worked all through your life and had that job, working all the time, make sure you've taken some of that money and have your very own lifetime income plan. The biggest mistake I see as folks approach retirement is they don't have an income plan. Therefore, you don't know when you can really retire. We're all guessing until we're experts. And sometimes we're not even experts when we think we are. But here's what the most important thing is. Retirement planning, how to create a retirement income for life. Very, very important. I've got a book set on it. I've got a new booklet on it. You see the booklet right here I'm holding up. And I've talked about it in my book, The 7 Baby Steps. But more importantly, we can customize your very own retirement income plan that will take the worry out of living in retirement. We're going to do this for the next 25 people who call right now, Steve. This is a $1,000 value. Strategies work really good for those of you with over a million safe retirement, but as long as you have $200,000, this offer can be very good for you as well. We're going to show you how you can have a growth protection income plan. Have your money grow when you don't need it. Make sure the growth is locked in. You don't give it back. And then when you choose to activate You'll get a lifetime income you can never outlive. This is repetition in a good way. You'll always get that check. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. The next 25 people who call will get that and everything else I mentioned right now.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932 to take advantage of this incredible offer.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear the transportation secretary. This is fun. Pete Buttigieg is the transportation secretary, and as you recall, yesterday the GOP beat back a pair of infrastructure bills, and now we don't know if even one of them is going to end up passing. It's a good bet that the second one, the $6 trillion one, is not going to pass. But again, they can whittle it down. They can call it $3 trillion. They can do whatever you want. I guess all I'm saying is I don't think either of the bills is going to pass the way it stands now. But this is Pete Buttigieg, former presidential wannabe, and the transportation secretary. He was on MSNBC this morning. Here it is.
Well, it feels that things are still headed in a good direction. We're witnessing all of the procedural complexity of the United States Congress, and it can be messy. But over the coming days, feel confident of reaching the point where this can get to the floor. And the sooner this can get to the president's desk for signature, the better. You know, I've been on the road last week seeing firsthand the need in communities as different as tribal country in Arizona and the south side of Chicago. And what every single part of this country has in common is seeing the immediate need to do more for transit, to fix roads and bridges, to do something for our ports and airports, to get lead out of our pipes, get everybody internet. People get it. There's a broad consensus, including among parties that are usually not on the same side. You know, today the president and the vice president are going to be sitting down at the White House with supporters of this package who come from the business leadership and business community and from labor, who are rarely pulling in the same direction. We've got everybody from different building trades organizations to the Chamber of Commerce, the National Association of Manufacturers, all saying, let's do this. So there is a ton of positive bipartisan momentum for this. But as we've seen again and again in Washington, nothing moves in a straight line, and there are going to be more twists and turns to get this done.
Well, senators are asking for a new vote on Monday. I'm just curious, what's going to get... You say that there is a lot of bipartisan agreement. What can get a vote through and so that this can actually become a reality? And are you concerned that there is not a bipartisan reality for infrastructure?
So what we have is Republican and Democratic senators, a critical mass of them, who have shaken hands with the president and said, this is the framework of what we want to do. Now, within the framework, it turns out, as always, the devil's in the details, and there are pieces that still need to be worked through. So the next thing that has to happen is a vote, basically a vote to have a vote. So it's a procedural move that lets the debate begin in earnest, the actual process of getting the text out there. And there are a few areas that still need to be smoothed over, but the overall picture looks encouraging. And that's important because I think Americans are really impatient to get this done. I mean, not just within the context of